There it is. Dawson, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be back. I haven't been here in quite some time.
I know it. I know it.
Missed the Whip Wake Up Show.
In 2022, have you been here?
No, I have not. Not this year, I don't think.
Yeah, you kind of closed out the year 2021 with us here. All right, well, we still have the best 5 minutes of the day, and Jason Kanz is up and at him, and he's probably already finished Wordle. Good morning.
Good morning. I have finished Wordle. It was weird when I said hello. I heard Dawson's voice first, and I thought something's different.
Yeah, right. So I'm going to say on this end, I did Wordle in three. Now, yesterday, the thing was, I initially saw the. I guess we can say it now because it's over, right? I mean, the day is over.
Yeah, right.
So the last letter was U. I always start with a do. It gives me four vowels, and I saw. I thought, wow, what ends in? And here's the deal. I try to do it by myself, but if I need. I don't go find the answer, but I do allow myself a fish finder, which is Scrabble Word Finder, to at least help me know what are some of the possibilities. But I never even got to that point because I left my phone at work yesterday, so I did not finish, unfortunately. But today I finished in three turns.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I did use the... What was the word yesterday?
I don't even remember what it is. That's one of the things is I have a hard time remembering what the day was from the day prior.
So. Comes and it goes.
How many turns did it take you today?
I got it in four today. All right. So I had four letters by three, and then...
Then it's guessing.
Yep, and then I was guessing.
Yeah, so, you almost have to think in terms of... And I did use the Scrabble Word Finder this morning, so it gave me some options. But you almost have to think, like, what's a word that they would give to all of them, you know? You have to think like they think, right? Sort of.
You have to get in their head.
Sure. You do.
Yeah.
Well, Jason, today is Pride in Middle Name Day. So we're asking, the question of the morning is, what is your middle name and what do you think of it?
My middle name is Bonaventure. No, not really. My middle name is Eric, and I like my middle name. But if you say my name with my last initial real fast, it's Jerk Cans. So I don't really like that, J. Eric. But no, I don't know that there's any meaning behind Eric, but that's my middle name.
Yeah. Mm. Do you remember your mom when she was mad saying Jason Eric
Cans? Yes, I do remember that. Uh-huh. So, but you know, it was so we run into that with our oldest, who we have always called her by her middle name.
Yeah.
So her name is Laura Grace, and. That was very confusing for her and at times, I think, frustrating for her as a kiddo going by her middle name.
Yeah, interesting. Dawson, what's your middle name?
My middle name is James. I found it to be a very common middle name. I don't dislike it or anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's a point of connection, I guess, with people. But I've come across plenty of people who share this middle name. And I suspect if we're asking people that we'll find some of those this morning as well.
Yeah, and yours is named after your grandpa.
My grandpa, yeah.
So Grandpa Jim, Peggy's dad. I'm Mark Allen, so my middle name came from my dad, and so I'm old enough to not remember a lot of Mark Allen, you know. But I mean, is that the purpose for a middle name? Is an extra name for your parents to use when they're upset with you, or what?
Dramatic effect.
You know, I think there is something to be said about having, you know, one of the names be a single syllable and the other one be multiple syllables.
Yeah,
I think it really helps with the flow, especially if you're yelling at your kids.
We don't get a lot of text line involvement in the best 5 minutes.
Heather is laughing behind me.
What is Heather's middle name?
Christine. So she does. It doesn't work for her. So it's Heather Christine. So she has two multisyllabic names.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we've got Dan the trucker who's chiming in on 396-1670. He says, "Great morning. Lee is my middle name. I like it due to the fact when I was younger, to gain my attention, my mother would say sternly, Daniel Lee. Now, so two syllables, one syllable, but that seems to work, followed with the look. Yeah. Mm. And he says it seems to flow off her tongue quite fluidly. Yes, I think, for most moms.
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. My grandmother used to call me Dan Mark Paul Jason because her sons were named Dan Mark and Paul. Uh-huh. And so when she was upset, Dan Mark Paul Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She'd call you by her son's names?
Well, it's one of those parent things because you'll find out.
Go through the list, right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
once you
will.
And it's not even, it can be just any kids that you've raised. I mean, it can be, you know, as you try to go kind of catalog through the list.
Mm. Right. for sure.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, we've chewed up the clock here today. MyCon Cinema Day. And so actually, Cody Ender, one of our listeners, is going to be in here this morning around 6:30. He'll be shooting in an hour. And so we're trying to get pledgers for him this morning. But the prizes, even this morning, throughout the day, it is not only MyCon Cinema Week wrapping up, two passes to MyCon Cinema, but somebody's going to go away with a gift card to Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcakes. Good for the cheesecake cupcake of your choice. Now,
nice.
You've been doing keto for a while. You may not have had. These are the best. They're incredible. They're really big.
Never had them.
And somebody's going to win one today. So,
yeah, never had them. Sounds awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a terrific weekend. And my wife's heading out of town today, so we'll touch base about breakfast, okay?
Sounds good.
Thanks. WWIB, we have quite a, it's like a math problem from school to try to figure out here this morning. 13 before 7, and you just heard Richard a little while ago talking about his middle name. It is Pride in Middle Name Day, and so we're asking you, what is your middle name? Let us know on the listener line, 715-396-1670, WWIB, and we'd love to hear from you this morning. And so Richard has given us something to ponder. Now, Mona and Sheldon is good for $2 per made basket all month long. And Rachel also giving us $1 per made basket. That is a pledge that was communicated yesterday. But Dawson, we've got, and maybe we'll get the Hope and Hoop music behind us, because here's what Richard had texted in.
Mm-hmm.
On the listener line at 715-396-1670, which, by the way, is today's last day to get in your cabin fever screams on that line. Also, we're asking you, what is your middle name and what do you think about it?
Mm-hmm.
And asking for your pledges both now and then later this morning. We'll have a guest shooter with us from the Hub, and we'll be meeting her after 8 o'clock as well. And so it was supposed to be Cody. Cody can't make it in, so it would fall probably to you to be the mm-hmm. guest shooter. So I'll let you help make this decision.
Right, a little
Richard
bit of
says mm-hmm. $5 per made shot, $3 for missed shots. If he chooses not to shoot, get this now, $103.70 flat donation, but he can't even shoot a warm-up.
Can't shoot,
now, here's
period.
The deal. You mm-hmm. have not shot a warm-up.
I have not.
You qualify. And I called Richard just mm-hmm. to clarify, because this is pretty unique.
I would have to agree.
I thought maybe he knew Cody. He didn't mm-hmm. know Cody.
No.
He said,
just trying to shut down his chances of shooting.
You have to decide. He's like, well, if he thinks he can make every shot and so much for the misses, or if he chooses not to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
It would seem to me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not the wisest or mm-hmm. the smartest. I'm not the sharpest blade in the drawer, but it would seem to me
mm-hmm.
the choice before us is pretty clear. Wouldn't you?
You know, I would be inclined to agree.
The bottom line of this is not about the shooting. It's about raising money for mm-hmm. WIB Incorporated. And Richard saying, if you don't shoot, Dawson, mm-hmm. and you don't even shoot mm-hmm. a warm-up, he's going to make what traditionally would be called a partner pledge of $103.70. That would seem to exceed what we could gather, even with $1 per made basket from Rachel, $2 from Mona. I think Cody was at a $2 flat pledge. But let's opt for choice B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a very generous offer. It's a bit of a moral quandary. You know, I appreciate it. I appreciate this unique sort of position we've been put in here.
Yeah.
We need to figure this one out. But I think we've come to a joint decision.
Yes.
I will not be touching a basketball. I will not be looking in the direction of the of the hoop. I'll be staying on the other side of the room. And you know what? I think it's for the greater good.
Yes. It is for the greater good. And so, Richard, we're opting for choice B, $103.70 flat donation from you. Thank you. The other people, they pledge and they'll have a chance to win the goodies. Hey, somebody's got a birthday today. Rich Ward was part of our sales staff back in the day and a longtime friend. And, of course, somebody who's been working alongside Keith Tompkins with Leading with Power, and his daughter, Jenny, writing this for him today on Facebook, Dawson. She says, to the one who has never failed to show up, support, discipline, guide, direct, listen, laugh, capital letters, embarrass, make everything fun, teach, lead by example, and just plain comfort all of us. You are the most special person I know, Rich Ward. Just thinking about you makes me smile. We love you so much. Happy birthday, Rich.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday, all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday, all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
So, Dawson, we have had these brackets are going to come out on Sunday with the NCAA men's basketball tournament, the women's as well, but the guys have gotten a lot of attention over the years, and people fill out brackets. And we've had bracket contests here on the radio going back to M&M's in the Morning back in the day. Mm. We had songs that would compete, but we've altered it this year and this time around, and people seemed to dive right in yesterday because we said we want to have a song showdown. Our initial thinking was 16 artists, but there were so many people we heard from, it's going to be a field of 32. And what it'll be is, for instance, Dan the Trucker got, from Janesville, he got in right away. He's like, put me down for Mercy Me. And that's probably going to be a one seed. And Jan from Colfax took Stephen Curtis Chapman, Cliff and Spooner, Third Day, etc., Sherry and Bloomer, the Newsboys. And so we've got to lay this all out. But basically, if your artist wins, you make it to the next round, but you got to use a different song.
Okay.
So somebody like Ann Wilson isn't in the tournament. She had My Jesus and Sunday Sermons, but she doesn't have any other players after that.
Sure.
So this was really cool, and I'm making a... We had two other artists. The final two entrants we're going with. Caleb's not here, so, you know, the cat's away, the mice will play. So Betsy from Evenings is going to get entry number 31 with DC Talk. She's a huge DC Talk fan. She's just like, Halvo, I'm so jealous that you're going to Toby Mac tomorrow night. Sorry, Betsy, I'm not giving up my ticket. So that's entry 31. And how can we do this tournament without Amy Grant? Who's the biggest Amy Grant fan you know? It's got to be Andrea Polnasek.
That was what I was thinking.
She's in Nashville at the National Religious Broadcasters promoting her upcoming movie, The Greatest Inheritance. And so Andrea gets the 32nd spot with Amy Grant. So the field now to try to set up these matchups. I mean, we've got Rich Mullins and Keith Green. They haven't even been here on planet Earth with us for the last 25 years to 40 years. And what a showdown it's going to be. That's all going to start probably next Wednesday. Tuesday we'll kind of announce the pairings. Plus, don't forget, we've got a huge announcement. The Friday night headliner for OneFest, Heather Fleshinsky, is going to be here on Tuesday. You don't want to miss that. Big news, big
announcement. Very exciting stuff.
A lot going on, huh?
Yeah, no, this is really cool. I'm excited to see how this tournament shapes up, who ends up coming out on top.
Now, see, I've said Stephen Curtis is my... So it's kind of hard to relinquish. Like, Jan is going to be managing it. I don't know if we'll confer.
Got to watch from the sidelines.
But then folks will be texting in their votes, and we'll wait and see. Well... You lead a busy life. It's hard to keep up with everything that's going on in the world. So we take the stories from the week, we call them down, we call it headlines. Here we go. Daylight savings time begins this weekend.
I'm taking off work Monday to try to figure out how to set the clock on my car's dashboard.
I know, you're going to need longer than that.
Russia released a list of unfriendly countries this week.
And it's every country that's blocking the sale of Girl Scout cookies to Putin. China has been calling Russia's war on Ukraine a complex situation.
So if we're up to China, that thing in the 1940s would be called World Situation 2.
It just doesn't sound right.
A study finds the average person eats 30 pounds of lettuce each year.
That's about right. 30 pounds of lettuce topped with 40 gallons of ranch dressing. You know, Ranch Day was this week.
Really?
Yeah. Three rude, confrontational, and drunk passengers were kicked off a flight from Toronto to Mexico City. They were dropped off in Houston.
With or without parachutes?
I don't know.
A study of computer programmers found that women make better coders than men.
Makes sense. Women do love to talk in code. And finally, research on strokes, heart attacks, and diabetes concludes that we're still eating far too much processed meat and red meat.
The news couldn't come at a worse time for the new Wendy's Bacon Hot Dog Cheeseburger Bacon Burger.
Ooh, yeah. Not a good PR move.
Very rough.
Those are the headlines. Now you're all caught up. Becky Piper from The Hub. She's our guest shooter at 8:45, and she's in-house with us. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
We'll kind of whet people's appetite here and then get into more. But you're here from The Hub. You started it. You're the executive director. Tell us what The Hub is.
The Hub is not far from here. We're very close to here, actually. Mm-hmm. And it is a 501c3 that was started to help people that are transitioning out of homelessness. And how we serve them is we provide transitional shelter while they're looking for permanent housing.
Fantastic. And you said there was a real gap here in the Chippewa Valley for that. And with your 14 units, you're helping to really meet a need with that.
Yes. Yeah, the gap was when I researched... When I researched, I saw there was a lot of places for crisis shelter. And obviously, there's never enough. We always need more. But there was where there was a gap was where when people were doing the hard work to transition out of homelessness, they really had nowhere to go. And a lot of times they would go back with old relationships or unhealthy environments. And it would kind of start the cycle all over again of, you know, relapse, different things. And so what the hub does is we provide the 14 units and they can use that as transitional shelter. I and my family, we live on site and we are able to advocate for them and they pay a weekly stay there. So that counts as their rent. So when they're looking for permanent housing, I can include a letter or a reference that says, you know, hey, they're, you know, they pay on time, they keep their unit clean, they're working hard, please consider them.
Lots more with Becky Piper coming up. You can see the great work she's doing. I mean, I don't know how you can't get behind her with a pledge. Plus, we've got not one, but two prizes. We'll draw for a pair of Mikon movie tickets and a Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcake. Have you ever had one of these, Becky?
Yes,
they are
I have.
So good. We're giving one away this morning before 9. WWIB, let us know about your pledge for Becky. She had a couple of shots. She hit her last two, 396-1670, WWIB.
It's Hope and Hoops. Shooting out later in the hour, we have Becky Piper from The Hub. You were going into what it meant to you guys to be community-driven and how that all sort of coalesces a little bit earlier.
Yeah, the Hub is kind of a unique thing. It's really a special thing, actually, because everything that we do as far as renovations, working around the site and everything is all volunteer driven. Yeah. The only paid person at the Hub is me. And so we have a huge base of community support. The units that when we purchased the old motel, it needed a lot of work. So we started right away kind of revamping what was there. They needed new windows, a roof. Like siding, doors, all that kind of stuff. Some of the units weren't insulated very well, so we had to re-insulate. But, I mean, I know nothing about any of that.
Yeah, me either.
And so it's been amazing because we've had a whole team of people that have come on that did a lot of overseas missions trips that have been doing the rehabbing in the units. So it's been, I mean, it's just kind of taken on a life of its own.
How long did that process take?
We've completed 8 of the 14 that we have. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and we closed on the property last April, so we haven't even been there a year yet.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, but the level of support from the community is just insane. It's just a huge blessing.
Ah, this sounds like such a special sort of group of people as well as such a special project, and it's incredible the work it sounds like you guys are doing in the area. It's been just fascinating to sort of hear you break this down for us this morning.
Yeah.
So what's the biggest need at the Hub?
The biggest need right now is we are fundraising for, I shared a little bit when we were off air, but the way we acquired the Hub, the location of the Hub was just kind of a whole miracle in itself. And we had a willing person within the community that felt led, pressed upon by God to donate the money to the Hub to purchase it. Cause the Hub was a new nonprofit. So we didn't have a lot in the bank. And when we found the perfect location, it was like, what do? We want this. We feel like this is where God wants us. So he fronted the money for that. And we're in the process of repaying him. So we do have a place where you can go on our website and donate that goes specifically towards that. The neat thing with the Hub is that the guests that stay there, they do pay for their weekly stay. So that covers our operational costs. So we aren't dependent upon state funding or any other, you know, local funding. We're able to be self-sustaining once we get the debt paid for, you know, the property.
Yeah.
And then so far we've fundraised for the renovations and everything we've needed has come in. People donate old cabinets, you know, appliances, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we've made our dollar stretch really well.
Yeah.
Becky Piper from The Hub, executive director and founder. And if people want to learn more, imagine an online presence you have.
Yep. We have a Facebook, The Hub Homeless Services EC, and then also the website at www.thehubec.org.
Yeah. Right. Before you came in, I wanted to see what The Hub was about, and I just Googled The Hub. It's right there, top result, if you want to go check it out.
All right, very good. We've got weather bottom of the hour. Becky's our guest shooter at 8:45 with that great work. Let's get behind her. 396-1670. Marcy in Bloomer says, I'll pledge $50 flat for Becky. And she says, please let us know how you can help Becky's opportunity for people transitioning from homelessness. I'm happy to help in any way I can. So there you go. We'll give you contact information for her. And also Roy says he'll pledge $10 per shot made. So very good. Thank you so much, Becky, for coming in and the great work you're doing at The Hub. Becky Piper is here from The Hub. She's our guest shooter in just a few minutes. And again, Marcy and Bloomer, thank you so much for your $50 flat pledge for Becky, helping support Women Incorporated as she helps us. Marcy says, please let us know how we can help Becky's opportunity for people transitioning from homelessness. So how can people help?
Well, I think a big thing is always pray. We would love your prayers because this can't happen without that. The second thing would be definitely if you're able to clean, if you have any construction experience, if you enjoy landscaping, just the practical needs to update the property and to maintain it. We're always looking for people to help with that. When guests move out, we're looking for people to come in and clean the unit and restock it and get it ready for the next guest. There's a lot of simple things that people can do that, you know, if you have an hour, if you have all day, just the good way to reach out to me would be to message me. If you have Facebook, that is usually the quickest. And on Facebook, I always am pretty good about posting what our needs are, practical needs as far as, you know, sheets, towels, cleaning supplies, that kind of thing. That list is usually on there.
And best way to message you?
Would be the Facebook Messenger.
Very good.
Yep.
All right. Well, you were in 513 Free for how long? What did you do?
Oh, gosh. It goes way back. Jesse and I, when it originally launched, we were good friends. And we were working at the same place, and from the beginning. But then I kind of took a different direction and started working, you know, in the homeless environment, but traveled when I could, and jumped on when
that was
I could.
A lot of fun. I bet.
Oh yeah, they're a good group.
Well, what you're doing reminds me of this 513 Free song. Love will change the world.
Nice.
It's the moment of truth. Becky Piper. How tall are you, Becky?
5'2".
She's off of 5'2", a former member of 513 Free, but now the founder and director of The Hub, doing such great work for people transitioning from homelessness and making their way back. And all right, she's ready to go. She's got let me just mention the pledgers one more time. We have Mona, $2 per made basket. Cody, a $2 flat pledge. Or Rachel, $1 per made basket. Cooper and Caden Johnson, $5 flat pledge. Marcy, $50 flat donation. Roy, $10 per made basket. And Julie, a $50 donation. So here we go. Becky, the first one is up.
It's in.
How would you describe that?
It was risky there for a moment. It sort of lingered in the air
It was off the wall, then off the backboard and in.
It made its way, though.
Were you trying to hit the wall?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. The next one. Off the backboard.
Another one in.
She's
incredible.
You know, she hit her last two warm-ups, so she's actually made four in a row. The next one is up. A little bit off.
Breaking the streak. Yep. That one was a miss.
Two out of three here.
Yeah.
Just ahead of the start of the girls' tournament in Rec Center, and she misses two for four. One more to go. Raising money for Women Incorporated.
Shot.
Becky Piper from The Hub. It's on the way. Off the mark. She was so hot. I think I should not have mentioned she hit four in a row. I put the pressure on
her. It definitely sort of builds up tension as you go. The stress starts to mount. Understandable. Two out of five. Not bad, in my opinion.
The post-shot analysis before the best of the week from Becky here on WWIB. Sit right down, Becky. All right. How did it feel when actually the red light was on?
Stressful.
Yeah.
It is kind of stressful.
Yeah, definitely. Pressure's on.
I've been doing it for years, and it is stressful. You know, just kind of continuing to try to find different ways. Underhanded. Did the first one off the wall was like a trick shot.
Definitely
should have given
planned.
You extra points
definitely
for that
planned.
One.
Hey, give us a final word about The Hub and how people can get involved. What are you looking for? What do you need from people?
Well, I think, like I said, you know, just definitely prayers. And check the website, check the Facebook page, because I post the needs there. Because it's always evolving. It's always changing. But those are the biggest things.
All right, very good. I'm going to search it on Facebook and follow your great work. I want to stop by and see and learn more. So thanks so much, Becky.
Thank you so much for having me.
Becky Piper from The Hub with us here on WWIB. It is time for the best of the week. Let's give it a listen. We boiled down the whole week in the Wib Wake Up Show to 3 minutes and 43 seconds.
When you're feeling mad, you should take three deep breaths and think of things that make you happy. The thing that makes me happy is when I think of happy things that will happen in the future, like going to a friend's house or a cousin's house. Bye.
Switchfoot, you found me, WWIB. I think of you every time I play Switchfoot.
I love Switchfoot. And when I heard that, I thought, hey, that's kind of just the bouquet of flowers where I was saying, hey, have a good day, Caleb.
I am. You're right.
Yeah, this is Richard Bryant. And I just heard Caleb encouraging the cabin fever scream. So here it is. Ah! Wait a minute. I just saw the price of gas.
You know, I surprised my wife this week by taking her to the most expensive place in the city, the gas station.
Isn't that the truth?
I'm going to let you be the quarterback.
Oh, my gosh. You're putting a lot on me.
I'm Matt LaFleur. Yeah. You're Aaron Rodgers, except you're taller, I think, than Aaron.
Right, right. I feel more like Bart Starr. So.
Well, Bart Starr's on the other side now, so...
If you're frustrated, you can always go to your bedroom, punch a pillow, or cry on it, and just go scream outside.
Pack your bags, McDonald fans! The road to the Reds runs through Chippewa Falls! For the second consecutive year, the Mets are back at stake!
If I sound really tired, it's because I am.
Yeah.
But I did not put any more vehicles in the ditch, despite the fact that I've been crisscrossing all over western Wisconsin the last four days.
Four games in 4 days, right?
Yeah, I have been to Colfax and then to Clear Lake, and it's alliterated. Then I went to Athens, and then I went to Amory. And now I'm back home in Chippewa.
Welcome home.
I have not been home much at all recently, and there have been some very late nights. And so Cooper said, Daddy, when do you get a day off? Soon, buddy. Soon.
This is Leanna.
Well, I've got a question for you, kind of philosophical. Why can't a nose be 12 inches?
Why?
Because then it'd be a foot.
Exactly. Well, it looks like inhabitants of the Northeast United States might need some melatonin, chamomile tea, and maybe a CPAP machine, because people in New York, D.C., and Connecticut rank as the most annoying snorers in the country, according to a survey.
Did they just survey everyone's wives?
If you're nervous, go get your wallet and spend it on ice cream and shoes.
Hi, I'm Beth Beach, and I've got cabin fever.
Cabin
Have a great
detected.
Day. Bye.
But it wasn't until 1939 that cereal would take on the sweetness we're so familiar with today.
And we've never looked back, have we?
Maybe 5 minutes is good, because any longer we'd probably get in trouble. So
we've done that before. So, yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah.
I grilled a chicken for 2 hours, and it still wouldn't tell me why I crossed the road.
I like that one.
What I wanted to do was my scream.
Okay, your cabin fever scream.
Well, then maybe stand away from the mic. Yeah, go ahead. And finally, Pep Talk, the encouragement hotline from kindergartners for the rest of us. When you press 3, this is what you hear.
What did you think of the best of the week, Dawson?
That was wonderful. I like that a lot.
We'll include that in the podcast at wib.com.